From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States appears to be backing up tough talk about Iran by slapping new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. The targets include Iranian support networks in China and the United Arab Emirates that have been working to help Tehran obtain technology and materials needed to advance its ballistic missile program. In Iran, senior cleric Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. The Associated Press reporting that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of that 2015 nuclear deal. A spokesman for U.S. President Donald Trump said Israel's expansion of settlements will not help efforts to secure a peace with the Palestinians. But White House spokesman Sean Spicer stopped short Friday of condemning the controversial settlements already in place.
We don't believe that the existence of current settlements is an impediment to peace, but I think the construction or expansion of existing settlements beyond the current borders is not going to be helpful moving forward.
Spicer says President Trump is committed to peace and that it will be high on the agenda when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu comes to the White House on February 15th. The Republican-led Congress narrowly passed a bill Friday toward fulfilling a promise to roll back the Obama administration regulations. The Senate passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and foreign governments. Democratic opponents argued the rule furthered transparency and helped prevent corruption in foreign governments dealing with oil companies. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. The U.S. military moved up its plan to have the USS Cole in the vicinity of the Bab al-Mandab Strait after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea earlier this week killed two crew members. Two U.S. amphibious ships are nearby in the Gulf of Aden. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is reassuring Japanese leaders that President Trump is fully committed to defending Japan as a treaty partner. During a meeting with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Tokyo, Mattis reaffirmed the new administration's policy to stand firmly behind Japan.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Abe praised Mattis' visit ahead of the Japanese leader's trip to Washington next week. A UN report released Friday charges that thousands of Rohingya children, women, and men, that is, have suffered gang rapes, killings, beatings, and disappearances and other acts of cruelty at the hands of Myanmar's police and security forces. The report issued by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights documents testimony from scores of victims who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar. Hear now from a lead UN human rights investigator.
The High Commissioner has been calling on the international community to stand up and take notice of the horrible situation in Northern Rakhine State for a very long time now. We've been seeking access. The government of Myanmar has been denying that these violations are taking place. We've been saying, okay, give us access. We will go independently assess for ourselves what has happened.
A spokesman for the Myanmar government, which was provided an advance copy of the report, told VOA it will conduct its own investigation into the charges. The Rohingya, a Muslim ethnic group, have been denied citizenship by subsequent governments despite having lived in Myanmar for generations. The United Nations has referred to them as one of the world's most persecuted minorities. The Philippines is withdrawing from its ceasefire agreement with the country's communist rebels after new fighting left six soldiers dead. President Rodrigo Duterte told the country's troops Friday to get ready to fight. Duterte's announcement came just 2 days after the communists announced their decision to end their self-declared ceasefire. The decades-old conflict has killed at least 30,000 people. The two sides have engaged in peace negotiations with one another by Norway, and new rounds of talks are slated for April. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.